علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which was his advice to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, his will rather, and his testament to him. In it there are very important lessons to learn and some important pieces of advice for those who want to be managers and leaders of a specific area. And in the previous session we mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَنَوِّرْهُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ, that enlighten the heart through wisdom, give it light through wisdom. And basically, if you want to roughly summarize, it means that that the heart needs to function in the best way, and this functioning in the best way and this ability to do all of its activities the way it has to do, it will be through light, and that light is through wisdom. Inshallah, we shall discuss about what wisdom is in the session today.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when you talk about wisdom, many times people feel that wisdom are those wise statements from people who have learned things through experience. And of course, when you talk about wisdom in this way, it is not restricted to a person who is a believer in God or he is a disbeliever in God. Anyone who kind of has that ability to think and to decipher things in a very accurate way and understand the realities in a proper and firm manner, is able to have this type of wisdom. And if you notice, sometimes some people also, for example, they could be even sinful, but they have certain statements of wisdom. They could say certain wise statements, or they quote certain stories that have wisdom in them. Or certain people who have lived a long life and they've experienced and they mention things. So sometimes some people interpret wisdom as that, and they feel that this is what actually gives light to the heart. Well, this is one aspect of wisdom, because it is, at the end of the day, a statement of firmness based on the inner understandings of the universe. But this is not the only aspect of wisdom. In fact, sometimes these statements become general. For example, when you talk about the issue of unity, united we stand, departed we fall. These are wise statements. These are, for example, statements of wisdom. And there are other many, many statements of wisdom that are there. But what is important is where and when and how these are applied in a person's life. This is what is actually the test, and this is where wisdom comes to play. And this is where wisdom comes in action. And this is the part where we need to strengthen. This is what actually enlightens the heart. When a person knows where and when and how to apply this wisdom.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when we talk about wisdom, therefore, it is more complicated, it is more, you can say, vast than just statements of wisdom, wise statements. It is more advanced than that. It is rather, these are, a person gets certain deeper understandings about specific events that happen in the universe, and with regards to specific actions that he needs to take at a specific time. This understanding about what to do when, and this understanding about the way to interpret events that occur in the universe in the most accurate and best of manners, is when a person has a deeper understanding and a real understanding about the whole universe in totality. And if a person has this deeper understanding of the whole universe, of the whole of creation in totality, then a person is able to understand this specific event, okay, in a way, in light of all of those of the deeper understanding that he has about the universe. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one who has been granted hikmah has been granted a lot of good. Or, you know, he praises those who have wisdom. It seems like perhaps this is the wisdom that is being spoken about in these verses, this specific type that I just mentioned here right now. And therefore, we have, for example, certain statements of scholars where they say, Al-hikmatu sayruratul insan aliman aqliyan mudahiyan lil alam al-hissi, meaning that a person who has wisdom is one that is knowledgeable and has a deep understanding about various things, has awareness about various things in the universe. And this, such that he is kind of a reflection of what the universe is. That means the universe is kind of reflected in his existence because of that deep understanding that he has about the whole of the world, its existence and everything. And therefore, his understanding of every event that happens is deep. And his understanding is divine, because he understands the universe in a divine light, that helps him to understand each and every event in a very appropriate way, and is able to identify what is the best thing for him to do at a specific time, because he knows the inner workings of the universe because of his understanding of the universe, and he also is aware of what God has to say in different things. And therefore, together with all of this, he's able to reach something called wisdom, something called hikmah. And that is what actually gives light to the heart. We can pray to, let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the ability to receive this wonderful light. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه